Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, there have been a few reports from various locations around the country of difficulties with the rollout of vaccines to GP surgeries who have started vaccinating the over 85s. At the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party on Wednesday, this issue was raised by several TDs. Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Yvonne Williams, who is a GP with Shannon Medical Centre, and also by Dara Cleary, Fianna Fáil TD for Mayo. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Yvonne, I might start with yourself because I know you were due to start your first vaccination clinic today for the over 85s. How is that all going so far?
Well, we had several moments of panic earlier this morning. Our Pfizer vaccine arrived bright and early shortly after 9 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock, we still had no sign of the needles and syringes which are needed to administer the vaccine. So we had to ring around local hospitals, local pharmacies, colleagues and see could we beg, borrow or steal supplies to try and administer the vaccine rather than cancelling the clinic, because the Pfizer vaccine has to be used within 4 days. And obviously with the weekend starting tomorrow, there isn't normally any deliveries from the HSC over the weekend or any staff on site. And we didn't want to see any of the doses go to waste. So there was chaos and staff driving in cars and calling around to local pharmacies who were very obliging, but absolutely far from ideal and very stressful for everybody.
So, absolutely. Have you got the number of syringes that you need at the moment then?
We have enough to cover the vials that we're given, but they're not the ideal type of syringe. There's a very tiny amount of vaccine used in each dose. It's 0.3 of a mil, and the particular syringes that we were meant to get have what's called a dead space in it, and that usually allows people to get an extra dose out of each vial, a seventh dose, and that's proving incredibly difficult today. So those extra doses probably won't materialise, and we had people on a standby list that we would have been hoping to give the vaccines to, but the alternative might have been not being able to use the vaccine in time before it expired on Monday evening. So we had to make a last-minute decision because we couldn't get a reply from the HSE when we tried to contact them during the morning and at lunchtime.
Well, that was my next question. Do you have any idea what happened?
No, we don't know. And they still haven't arrived. Our clinic is underway about 3 hours now. And yeah, we're none the wiser.
Right. Did it take you long to arrange the clinic this afternoon?
Yeah, we've been working on this. I suppose we would have rung patients, you know, as far back as 2 weeks ago. Some people had carers or relatives that took time off work to bring them. We've had to get a wheelchair for some patients to bring them in. They would have very poor mobility. Some patients, you know, we had a consultation with them over the phone. They would have had questions in advance of the vaccine and perhaps they weren't sure if they were going to go ahead. So there are relatives who took time off work, and there were some patients who have been, you know, cocooning for almost a year. This is the first time we've seen some of them. They've been afraid to come in. So the thought of having had to ring these people, you know, at an hour's notice this afternoon to cancel the clinic was just unfathomable, really. Mm. You know, it would have been very, very cruel to dash their hopes at the last minute.
When are you scheduled to get the next doses then, Yvonne?
Well, the what we had been promised was that in 2 weeks' time we would be getting the next dose, and that's for a much larger number of patients. We would be anticipating, you know, rostering staff, asking them to volunteer to work the weekend in order to give out the next round of vaccines. But given what happened today and the fact that, you know, we can't even get the promise of the basic equipment that we need to deliver this, that really is up in the air, because we don't want to be back in this situation in 2 weeks' time with perhaps, you know, 100, 120 patients to ring last minute on a Friday. And those patients won't be happy to get that call from us. You know, our staff here will be on the receiving end of a lot of angry patients if that transpires again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, especially when we're told there's going to be a big ramp up over the next couple of weeks, next couple of months, to very significant numbers of people being vaccinated, you would hope that situation will be sorted out quickly. I don't know, have you heard, is there a problem with syringes and the supply of syringes more generally?
Is the difficulty. I mean, under different circumstances, you know, we may have been able to order these in advance, but obviously these particular syringes are being used for Pfizer vaccines right across Europe, but this isn't good enough. They've had over a month since we were told we were going to be doing this. We were promised we would have the basic equipment on site the day before. The number that came up today when my nurse was trying to contact them, when we rang that number, we were told this is an IT section, you know, ring another number. We rang the vaccine company who delivered the vaccines. They said it was nothing to do with them. It was the HSE. And, you know, it needs to be better than this at this stage. You know, it's March next Monday. This isn't good enough.
I suppose maybe on a positive note, at least you are in a position where you will be able to give those who were scheduled to get the vaccination today their vaccination. And what sort of reaction did you get from people?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, some people are almost in tears, and you know, people have been incredibly kind. We've had an anonymous donation of pizzas delivered to the surgery for the staff this evening just to say thank you. And, you know, it's lovely to see some, as I said, some of those older patients, we haven't seen them for 6 months or a year, and definitely not since Christmas. So it's lovely to see them coming in and to see them well, and, you know, very much looking forward to the future now. Once they've had their two vaccines, I think they're going to feel much more confident in terms of perhaps allowing family to visit them when the government restrictions ease up a little bit in the future.
Okay, well, I know you've had a very busy day and you still have a busy day ahead of you, so thank you for taking 5 minutes out to talk to us about how that's all going, and I hope that you don't run into similar problems again in the future. That's Dr. Yvonne Williams, who's a GP with Shannon Medical Centre. And just to note, we did put a query into the HSE about what happened in this instance. We haven't got a response on that yet. If we do get it, we'll bring it to you in the course of the programme. I'll come to yourself now, Deputy Dara Cleary. You were listening there to what Yvonne has come across in her surgery, and I know you were one of several TDs who were raising concerns about other issues that you had heard about in relation to how vaccines have been distributed to GPs. What are your thoughts on that?
So, yeah, good evening, Sarah. Yvonne's story replicates what I'm getting from GPs as well. And what you hear from Yvonne is a passion to deliver the actual vaccine and for her staff to deliver it. And unfortunately, GPs and their staff are being placed in the firing line. It's not good enough. I recognise the vaccine is complicated, but this is a logistics issue, Sarah. And we have visibility every Monday, I would imagine, as to the vaccine supply for the week. So surely on a Monday, the HSE can ring around Dr. Sarah and say to her, look, this number of vaccines are coming to your surgery on this date. And secondly, the issue in relation to the syringes, what I think they're known as consumables, that's also being identified to me here in Mayo as being a problem. They haven't arrived. They've arrived in one case 2 or 3 days after the actual dose arrives. That surely can be resolved as a logistics issue as well. So what we need is a central hub, a central logistics hub that plans all this, that doctors and their staff can actually get information, because that's been the biggest frustration, Sarah, I've got from GPs this week, that they cannot get information, they cannot get through to the HSE or to the logistics company. And I know I've engaged with HSE management, and they too are putting their hair out, because they can't get answers either to feed on to the HSE. So I hope this weekend the HSE management nationally just take stock, learn from the first 2 weeks of distribution. This is the first rollout of community distribution using GPs. As you said, we're going to get 100,000 a week in March to 250,000 a week in April through GPs, through pharmacists, through dentists, I gather, and through the vaccination centres. And we need to iron all those issues out this weekend so that we can get them rolling in confidence next week.
And have you talked to anyone about... anyone, I mean, in government or in the HSE, about how that can be done or what is causing these issues? Because, you know, as you say, this is a massive logistical organisation that they're trying to undertake, and there will be teething issues. The concern would be that if it develops into more than teething issues, then there are actual problems when it comes to the larger rollout. So have you got any indication from, I don't know, the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly?
I spoke to Stephen Donnelly yesterday on it and reflected my concerns to him. And certainly I know that he had engagement with Paul Reid yesterday evening. I heard Paul Reid on with your colleague Katrina Perry on 6-1 addressing some of the issues. He committed to communication with all of the GPs today. Some of that has happened, but as of 4 o'clock, not every GP had a call that I was dealing with from the HSE today. But, you know, I think we should also acknowledge, though, Sarah, there has been a really good rollout so far. So, for instance, this weekend we'll see the final vaccinations in nursing homes, and we saw the huge impact this COVID has had on nursing homes and on nursing home communities. So where it's done in a controlled setting, it has been hugely successful, and Ireland is one of the best in the EU. So what we need to do now is to replicate the success of that into the community. We will not do that without GPs, without pharmacists, without their staff. And I think what we need to do this weekend is the HSE need to sit down with the IMO, with the ICGP, actually go through all of the lessons that have been learned over the past few days in particular. And hope you would imagine that every Monday morning that they can sit down and say, these are the supplies we have. these are the places they're going to go, and make the calls to the GPs on that Monday so the GPs can set up the various clinics.
Okay.
The issue Yvonne raised there, Sarah, is also important. Delivering the Pfizer vaccine on a Friday, when you have a weekend of Saturday and Sunday without any notice, puts GPs under inordinate pressure, an unfair pressure, to deliver it because of its short shelf life. So in planning the rollout of it, the Pfizer vaccine should be landing earlier in the week, or the GP should get enough notice to set up a clinic for Saturday and Sunday. And that hasn't happened in some instances.
OK, just finally then, Dara, specifically about your own constituency and the situation there. One GP has told us that he got no vaccines, but then a neighbouring GP was oversupplied, and that neighbouring GP then had too many vaccines for the over 85s and then had to vaccinate younger age groups. Now, we've asked the HSE about this. They've told us they aren't aware of the situation. I don't know if you heard about it.
So I've heard of it, but I haven't yet to get official confirmation of it, so I'm not going to speak about it. But what I will say, Sarah, is that every GP in Mayo, every GP around the country, and their staff, because their staff are central to this, they want to vaccinate their patients, and you heard it from Yvonne, they want to get them back in to see them, want to get them into their surgeries. What we and in fairness to the HSE, I know they want to do that as well. But I've asked them, and asked them to sit down with the IMO this weekend, ahead of the big 1st of March rollout as we start moving into the over 80s, learn the lessons and actually approach this from a logistic point of view and get people on board with logistic experience.
All right.
Every day the HSE can transport very fragile things around the country, for instance, blood tests, and they do so very effectively. Apply the same lessons to this.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Dara Cleary, Fianna Fáil TD.